Things looked a little bit subdued in there for a team that just won its ninth straight and clinched a playoff spot. Did I miss something there?
No. It was pretty lively there right after the game. I think a little bit of sinking in. Didn't know what to expect. To clinch is, I don't know where we started, if anybody was believing it. And I think a little bit here just setting in. And then just the way the game ended, another one down to the wire. So I think that a little bit as well kind of playing into it. But no, certainly guys were pretty jacked up in there.
I know each week you're just trying to win a game, but when you're 1-5, 2-5, I mean, were you wondering really where at that point where things were headed this season?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it had never been done before, right? I mean, at least the
one time.
Yeah. So no, I mean, for us, but I think it kind of put us in a day by day, week to week deal, and that was our mind frame. And I don't think we were anything. And that was good. We weren't thinking about anything else and just kind of living day to day, week to week, because of the hole we were in, and just slowly kind of, dug our way out, and then all of a sudden here you come out the other side, and then your favorites here these last couple of weeks, and still against some good football teams, and you got to win, last week different, this week they're all different, but a win, I mean, a huge win.
It takes a lot of energy to win each week, much less nine in a row. I mean, you feel like you guys are running out of gas a little bit, having trouble finishing these guys off a little bit today?
No, I don't necessarily think so. I mean, we've had a fair share of, putting some teams away as well. And this is the NFL. I mean, they're a good team. They got a bunch of good players too. It's the way it happens, sometimes. Really the tale of two halves today. I mean, I felt like we had the ball the entire first half and a lot of good rhythm, and then, couldn't do much with it and didn't touch it much in the second half. Nonetheless, I mean, it's a win. It's a huge win.
How'd you find out you guys have made the playoffs?
Literally doing the post game there with Rich Gannon. That a game had just ended, and they just told us right there. So
You said, what, nice?
Yeah, in so many words. Yeah, exactly. No, same thing. I mean, I think everybody, I mean, you're ecstatic. It's hard to believe. You didn't know if it was going to happen this week or not. And then the way our game ended, a ton of emotions going on.
You're one of the veterans on this team. You feel a need to tell some of the younger guys who maybe haven't been here, hey, this is not, the job's not finished yet? Or is that sort of...
I think that it would be premature right now. I mean, we still got a week and, one more week left, and there's still a lot to play for. We'll deal with that when it comes. I think guys have a good understanding. I think this team and this locker room has a good mindset about going about their business. So,
Alex, speaking of a lot to play for, obviously the Broncos play the Bengals tomorrow night. How much scoreboard watching do you think you and your teammates are doing, and who are you rooting for?
Yeah, I mean, I think most guys tend to watch the Monday night games anyway. obviously we know there's, some ramifications. That'd be the right word. I don't know. Obviously, yeah, I think guys will watch and see what's what, certainly.
Openly rooting for the Bengals, or?
Yeah, I'm not rooting for the Broncos, if that's what you're asking, yeah. but, yeah, we'll see, yeah.
Hey, Andy kind of covered this a few minutes ago, but first half touchdown throw with Maggie. You guys call it timeout and then run the same formation with different personnel.
Yeah.
Just as best you can, kind of what was going on there, and then what did you see? Because you flew between three guys.
Yeah, it was a great call. Got the coverage we wanted to. Got the matchup. Unfortunately, we had to take the timeout the play before, and I thought it was great coming back with the different personnel and being able to do it. Got the look we prepped for, Jeremy made a great adjustment on the route and kind of hitting that gap, the void where they weren't. And I felt good about it. Felt good about kind of ripping that through there in the back of the end zone, kind of him or nobody. And he made a great catch.
What does it say to you when a guy like Macklin gets over 1,000 yards in a season? It's only the fourth time this happened under Reed, Andy Reed, in his entire head coaching career. What does that say to you about Macklin?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I think he's a heck of a player. I mean, I think seems like every week we look back at the film and we're like, man, I could have gone Jeremy's way more. I could have gone here more. I mean, because he just consistently wins. Even when they try to take him away, he consistently wins, and he's that type of player. I think the great thing about him is that it's all team first. All he cares about is winning. But really, I think a credit to him how smart he is, besides the talent that he has. But he sees things so well, sees it like a quarterback.
some of your willingness to go to him, is that just because you trust him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The throw between three guys, I mean, that's just not something you do that often or try that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I think a lot goes into that. Certainly a big part of it is the guy at the other end. You know, that you trust and that he's, you know, that there's a lot of adjustments that could happen on that route and that he sees it. And you trust that he is, you know, and I think that comes with time. But certainly for me, yeah, it's proven. I mean, Jeremy sees it really well. He's going to make good decisions out there.
Did you say something to Dwayne before the game? Did you see Dwayne?
Just quickly. Yeah, I mean, I said it before, I love Dwayne. Dwayne's great. And, he and I have a great relationship. So it was good to see him out there.